Welcome to the Capital Minute, where we are teaching citizens about God and government minutes at a time every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday with your host, Reverend Perry Gauthier with Capital Studies International.
Do good governments eliminate evil? Well, that's a good question. Another question is, why on earth is government here? One Nebraska pastor repeated a common myth when he declared, "Government is just a necessary evil." However, since God invented civil government, do you really want to call it evil? God gave us government. Romans 13:1 says, quote, "Every person is to be in subjection to the governing authorities. For there is no authority except from God, and those which exist are established by God," unquote. Civil government is His institution. But some pastors call government evil. Others act like the church is the only answer to every problem in society. I disagree with both of these positions. However, I do like the biblical balance I hear in the words of the late Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. He said this, quote, "Now the other myth that gets around is the idea that legislation cannot really solve the problem, and that it has no great role to play in this period of social change because you've got to change the heart, and you can't change the heart through legislation. You can't legislate morals. The job must be done through education and religion." Well, there's half-truth involved here. Certainly, if the problem is to be solved, then in the final sense, hearts must be changed. Religion and education must play a great role in changing the heart. But we must go on to say that while it may be true that morality cannot be legislated, behavior can be regulated. It may be true that the law cannot change the heart, but it can restrain the heartless. It may be true that the law cannot make a man love me, but it can keep him from lynching me. And I think that's pretty important also. Unquote. I believe Martin Luther King Jr. was right. He has pointed out important truths about the role of government and how that interrelates with religion. Next time, we'll continue our thinking about this question, do good governments eliminate evil? And we'll go back to biblical beginnings, to the book of Genesis, and the beginnings of earthly civil government. Do good governments eliminate evil? Well, yes and no. This is Perry Gauthier with the Capital Minute.
To support Capital Studies, email Perry at perry@capitalstudies.org.